Greetings, and welcome to this week's episode of the Listen Out Loud podcast, coming to you live from the laboratory of Lisa Loud. Right. I was going to do the beaker xylophone. Just made it from some things I had lying around. Now, as resident genius of the Loud household, I spend much of my day solving the mundane problems of my family members. And while I'm happy to be of service, today I'd like to take a break and use my brain power to solve the greater challenges of humankind. So, if you have a question of gravity, literal or otherwise, I invite you to call in and ask a brainiac. Oops, left the potassium sulfate too close to the hydrogen peroxide. That's going to leave a mark. Ooh, goody. That chime means we have our first caller.
Hello, Governor. I've got a problem I could jolly well use your help with.
Ah, a caller from across the pond. Though I can't quite place where in England your accent is from.
Well, just south of Liverwall, Shire Township.
What can I assist you with today, sir? A tricky question of international diplomacy, perhaps?
Actually, it's a bit more of a financial challenge. You see, a cook has $40, pounds, to spend on groceries. If he needs to buy 3 tins of tomatoes, 2 boxes of noodles, and 1 bag of shredded cheese, will he still have enough money left over for a box of ice cream sandwiches?
Well, that's no challenge. It's just basic addition and subtraction, but very well, I shall solve it. Let's see, factoring in rising wheat prices, the dairy shortage, and, voila! The chef should have 4 pounds left over, enough for 1 box of ice cream sandwiches, but only the generic kind.
Woohoo! I'm getting the ice cream sandos!
You can start ringing me up, my good man.
Wait a minute. Is that you, Father? Are you calling from the grocery store?
No, Governor, I'm in Liverpool. Town.
I told you guys I'm trying to solve the rest of the world's problems right now.
Sorry, sweetie. You're just so much faster with numbers. There are like 6 people behind me in line.
Let's go, buddy.
It's fine, Father. Just hurry home with those ice cream sandwiches, please.
You got it, kiddo. Oh, dang it. I forgot the ricotta. Could you just hold my space in line? Thank you. Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. I see you rolling your eyes, Dolores.
Apologies for that familial intrusion, listeners. On to the next caller.
Hiya, pal. I was hoping you could help me with a real brain buster. A question of economics, see?
Ooh, something concerning the global markets?
Yeah, something like that. Say a party host pays a clown 20 cents per balloon animal. How many critters would said clown have to make to cover the 12 bucks she spent on a rubber nose rental?
Well, that's no brain buster. It's simple division. The clown would have to blow up 60 balloons to break even.
60? Well, that takes the air out of my plan. Get it?
Oh, Luann, I should have recognized the voice of your hack ventriloquist dummy. You're working a birthday party, aren't you?
Yep, but forget about blowing up balloons. I'll stick to finding quarters behind kids' ears. Way more profitable. Bye!
A polite reminder to my listeners, please refrain from calling in if your initials are L. Loud. Thank you. My next query. Caller, you're on the air.
Well, hi there, Miss Smarty Pants. I've got a real pickle of a puzzle that's got me downright confounded.
Ooh, this sounds serious. Please proceed.
Suppose an author has 4 days to write 200 pages. If she averages 11 pages per hour, plus 1 chai latte for motivation, how long will it take her to finish her book? And how much will she have to spend in coffee shop gift cards?
What size latte are we talking here?
Oh, extra large, honey. She's not messing around.
Well, in that case, it'll take roughly 18 hours and $73 in gift cards.
Yikes, I better get cracking. I mean...
Mother, is that you?
Now, why would you ever say that?
Chai for Rita. I've got an extra large chai latte for Rita Loud.
Dang it.
Mother, I just expressly forbade our family from calling into my podcast.
I'm sorry, honey. I just have this crazy deadline, and, well, technically, you didn't say anything about callers with the initials R Loud.
Touché.
Gotta get writing, sweetie. Have fun with the rest of your podcast.
To all Louds who may be listening, L, R, or otherwise, please cease and desist. Another caller.
Hello there, young lady. I have a very difficult question of
dire importance.
Okay, I'm listening.
Now, there's this kid, grown man, who's down to his last arcade token. The trouble is, he's still 10 tickets short of the prize he wants. Which game would give him the best chance of winning those 10 tickets?
Oh, well, not sure I'd call that dire. No offense, but it does involve quite a few of my favorite subjects. Physics, geometry, probability. Let me just grab my chalk. Oops. Thought I moved that potassium sulfate. Okay, I'll need a few specifics for my calculations. What is the height of the gamer in question?
4'8". I'm sure I'm about to hit a growth spurt.
Okay. Arm length?
Normal.
Button mashing stamina?
I would say above average.
The best bet is skee-ball. It's a great game for shorties, especially if they put some forward spin on the projectile, plus generous ticket dispensers.
Did you hear that, Clyde? We can still get enough tickets for those Ace Savvy wallets.
Lincoln?
No.
Ah, fooled by my flesh and blood again.
Sorry, Elise, but Clyde and I have been trying to win these wallets for weeks.
They glow in the dark.
Goodbye, Lincoln. The nerve of that white-haired pre-adolescent. Listeners, I'm beginning to think this podcast was a mistake. Yeah, I know that's another caller, but frankly, I'm not feeling especially... Oh, for Pete's sake, fine.
Hey, brains, I got a doozy of a question for you. We in the baseball community have been debating this one for years.
Intriguing. Though I have not participated in sports ball myself, I believe I grasp the fundamentals. Go on.
Okay, here it comes. Does choking up on the bat really help you hitting?
One moment, please, while I do some calculations.
Don't mean to rush you, Chief, but you mind picking up the pace?
Just taking into account the density differential between wood and aluminum, and I believe I've got it.
Sweet, so yes or no?
The short answer is yes, but the long answer is a fascinating matter of rotational inertia, but...
Next up to bat, it's Lynn Loud!
Oh, I should have known.
Yeah, no time for the lecture, Elise. Gotta go win this thing.
Well, judging by the decibel levels, we can safely assume she hit a homer. I, on the other hand, have struck out completely, so to speak. This podcast was an utter failure. All I wanted was a chance to use my brain to help the 99.999999% of humankind that does not reside in my household. But no, I suppose I'll just play myself out on the Beaker xylophone. Wait, what? Who's there?
It's us.
Can't talk now! Splitting atoms!
We came to apologize, Lisa.
Please hear us out.
Well, don't just stand there in the doorway. You're letting all the pressurized air out.
We're sorry for ruining your podcast, honey.
Yeah, I felt so bad I came straight from the game. Touched home base and just kept running.
We know you wanted a chance to solve other people's problems, and not ours.
You do so much to help us. The least we can do is give you a day off.
Well, I appreciate the apology.
Now, we just have one last question for you.
Seriously? Did you just collectively lose your short-term memory?
It's the last one we'll ask today. Promise.
Fine. And keep in mind, I have that promise on record.
Great! So we need you to identify a mystery organism based on its traits.
Child's play. Hit me. Ow! Lynn, I didn't mean literally.
Okay, this organism has two legs and walks upright.
Okay, so a mammal, got it.
It thrives in extreme environments.
Some sort of desert hare.
But it's native to southeastern Michigan.
Oh, so, not that,
It's super intelligent.
And single-handedly supports an entire ecosystem.
That's unusual.
And it's so awesome and so rare, there's only one in the whole world. What is it? Go, go, go!
Well, it's clearly a,
Yes?
I don't know. I'm truly stumped. In all my research, I have never come across such an organism. In fact, I'm not sure how it can even exist. What? What?
It does!
We've seen it!
When? Where?
It's you!
Huh? But I'm not a... Oh. I see what you did there. Thanks for the compliment.
Least we could do.
Oh, bring it in, kiddo.
Come on, Grandpa.
No, wait! The potassium sulfate!